Now, tomorrow evening sees the annual Donegal Sports Star Awards, and they again are virtual this year. Decided not to have them in physical form just yet. And the PRO of the awards, Declan Kerr, joins me in the studio. Declan, you decided it was just a wee bit too soon, was it?
Yeah, well, I suppose the story behind it, John, I suppose back in November we would have actually, or October, we would have been thinking about a live event, but then in November the numbers started to surge again. So at that stage, the committee decided to go virtual in the interest of public health and everything else. And it was a good decision, as it turned out, even though I know now things are easing, but at that time it was the right decision. And it gave us time then to just focus solely on a virtual awards then. And in terms of preparing for that, a lot of work involved. It is our second time, all right, to do a virtual, and I suppose it was quite a success the first time, and it was unknown territory for us in terms of doing that, and I suppose we learned a lot from it as well, and we had a review, and we're able to introduce some more stuff now to enhance it, and I think people will enjoy the experience when they tune in and link up with us tomorrow evening.
Well, the first time is always going to be the hardest, so this time now you can just focus a bit more on what it's all about, and what it is all about is recognising excellence in sport here in Donegal.
Yeah, absolutely, John, and I suppose 2021, a bit slow to get started with sport, but from May onwards, we got a full programme of sport right into the end of the year, and a lot of successes, a lot of achievements at team level, at individual level, at county, national and international level. And that's what we're about, the Donegal Sports Star Awards. It's about recognising those people that have achieved, and also people that have done voluntary work in terms of, we do the Appreciation Award, and of course the Hall of Fame Award for somebody that has given a lifetime to sport as well, like Eamon Giles.
We will get to Eamon in just a second. There's a lot to include. You know, you mentioned there about success in Donegal, and success for Donegal athletes and teams and so on over the last 12 months. So there's a lot to squeeze in. Time frame, somebody tunes in, what are you looking at?
We're looking at around 50 minutes this year.
Okay.
Yeah, looking around about 50 minutes. The previous virtual awards, there would have been less sports, so it was actually a shorter virtual awards, but this will be slightly longer. We have introduced maybe four or five more categories. So it will be around, we keep it as tight as we can, but there's a lot of work in putting that into 50 minutes, but we plan to keep it around that, and at the same time, give the people that tune in a good experience in terms of the widespread successes that were there in Donegal sport last year at various levels.
Because everybody that tunes in, I mean, it's not to every sport that they're going to be interested in. So I suppose it's about keeping people like that interested over the course of the 50 minutes as well as everything else.
Absolutely, yeah. And I suppose that's where we throw in little things, little extras to, as well as just the actual sporting stars that will be recognised. We will throw in a few other things there that will add to the presentation, and it will be attractive to watch and listen to as well,
Okay, good. Now, the Cranford Athletics Club stalwart Eamon Giles will tomorrow evening become the 46th inductee into the Hall of Fame at the Donegal Sports Star Awards. And it's fitting, I suppose, given that this is the year that Eamon turns 80 and will be honoured for 6 decades of dedication to athletics. He was a founding member of the first club in the county back in the winter of 1961. Eamon joins us now. Eamon, first of all, thanks for coming in, and you, Declan, because you're my first two live in the studio guests in almost 2 years, so it's just great to look across and chat to people. But Eamon, the winter of 1961, it seems like a long time away.
Yeah, it's a long time away, but still, when you... When I think back, it's not much more than just yesterday,
right,
to be honest.
Fresh in your mind?
Fresh in my mind, yes.
You saw a need for athletics in the area, and you were only young at the time. You were at 19.
That's right, yeah.
So you set about doing something about it. And You found it hard for people to take you seriously at the start because you were so young.
Yeah, I think that was a problem, all right, you know. But when I called a meeting in Loads of Cranford, and I put my idea to the meeting, and there was a little or no support for it, because we had a cycling club and a football club, and what the people said there was that, well, that was they couldn't support them, not alone another club. And
you saw it differently.
Well, the truth was, like, they were talking to us, like, you know, but I was prepared to go so, at it and do my best to achieve it, because I knew from my when I was younger that there was a lot of great athletes in Donegal, but they were running for the like of Oakleaf and
Derry
and Staban Athletic Club in Staban, and I thought that, well, surely we should be able to do something about that, and that's what I set about to do.
Well, you got officially affiliated anyhow to the Ulster Athletics Board, and you pushed ahead, but you mentioned Oakleaf there. You kind of used them as an example and called them up and said, listen, is there any advice or any tips you could give me?
Yeah, well, I wrote to the Derry Journal, because phones, we didn't have a phone or thing. As phones are handy now, you can phone anybody.
See, it's right
out of your
time.
Pocket. But then, if you were going to make a phone call, you'd have to go to the post office in Cranford. So I wrote to the Derry Journal, the editor of the Derry Journal, and asked him, could he put me in touch with the Oakleaf secretary, because I knew that they were getting reports nearly every week in the paper about their success and that, you know. And that's what I was building my hope on, that someday we would be able to do something like that.
And were they, even though you'd assuming that you were going to get set up, you would then be a rival team, were they helpful?
Very, very. As a matter of fact, they were delighted that that someone from the Northwest was thinking about starting a club. And at the end of the letter, he sent me the address of the secretary and register of the Ulster Sports Council at the time. And well, it was then the ACAI at that time. But anyhow, Jim Valley, and give me all the information I needed. And Jim wrote to Jim. Jim sent the stuff back to me, and rest history, really.
So there was plenty of talent to tap into. You knew there was a demand there for it, and you tapped into the talent, and the word got out there that there was an athletics club, and then you found success, success on a, like, provincial success.
Very early on, yes. Well, we were always competing in local sports around Fannett McCamish and all around those areas, and we met up with different people. But the two people that I would always meet up with was Hugo Dugan and Paddy Marley. And Pat Marley, who was from a cousin of Paddy's, and we would always meet up at the sports. And then when I decided we'd have a go at this club, I contacted Paddy and Hugo and seen asked them would they be interested, and at the beginning, yeah, they just said yeah, but it didn't seem to give any great commitment, but in the end it did. And that's where the real success early on came from, was Paddy and Hugo, and of course, if I dare say myself,
we were the three
people that excelled at Ulster level on the track.
So you were competing, you were running, and your events, main events, were the 100 and 200 metres. You were a sprinter.
Yeah, that's right.
And you were in the army, and you did ran for the army as well. Is that right?
I did. Yeah. Ran on the army. On the army championships.
Okay.
Yeah.
So competing at a national level.
Yeah.
But you were also, you had set up this club, so you were also organising things for the club. So it was a busy time. Well, and you were coaching as well?
Yes.
Coaching other athletes?
Athletes, yeah.
So you had a lot on your plate?
Sorry?
You had a lot on your plate?
I wasn't that well worried about my own performance at the time. It was the club that was the main the main interest to me. But then as the time went on, I discovered that I could do better on myself too. So that was the scene, you know.
If you had a bit more time to be able to focus on your own running, would you have done even better?
I don't know. Probably would have. Yeah, I probably would have. But the time was in it. That's what I was promoting. The club was the most important part. And I was delighted with the success that we had.
Right, and I'm sure you're well pleased with the success that you had on the track as well, because you won a number of Ulster 200 metre titles and you were runner up in some 100 metre finals. So success in that respect as well. But also coaching and helping to run the club. And you've been coaching the club down through the years, long after you you give up competing yourself. A lot of that's down at Rosapenna.
Yes, Frankie Casey and the Rosapenna gave us a training year there way back about 25 years ago, gave us permission to train there. And it's been it's really been part of the success of the club, because we can train there in the winter time and we don't have to go on the road. I don't like people running on the road, because I think it's very bad for their joints and all the rest. But Frankie has been an outstanding gentleman and helps us out. Not only did he give us a place to train on, but he looks after it, cuts the grass and everything else for us. So a real gentleman.
First class, great. Well, you're a member of the Donegal Athletics Board, an honorary life vice president of Athletics Ireland. You were inducted into the Ulster Athletics Hall of Fame, and you've been inducted into the County Boards Hall of Fame a couple of years ago. So now this from the Donegal Sports Awards, and thoroughly deserved. Since you first came up with the idea back in 1961, you'd have seen a lot of changes. Obviously a much bigger club now, far better facilities than you could ever have imagined. Getting athletes to events all around the country and beyond. It's I'm sure, you know, it's with great pride that you look back over the years.
Ah, yes. It's hard for me to realise, really, that this has mushroomed the way it has. And, when we started off, there was no... The nearest tartan track was an Antrim Forum.
Wow.
And we used to travel up there once a fortnight to train there. But now, Fun Valley has an excellent training facility up there, and Lifford. So, and we have a tartan track in Letterkenny. So, it all augurs well for the future, Yes, the standard of athletics is actually rising in the county, with all the great young juveniles that are coming up. They're absolutely fabulous.
Yeah, it's
great. All clubs.
It's great to see. Well, it had to start somewhere, and congratulations anyhow on being inducted into the Donegal Sports Stars Hall of Fame. And Declan, the awards start at what time?
7:30 tomorrow evening, John, and they're streamed live on our Donegal Sports Star Award Facebook, Twitter. It's also on YouTube, and it's also on the Donegal County Council's media channels as well. Of course, they're our exclusive sponsor, and have been for close on 30 years now, John, and I've been associated with it even further back when they used to sponsor the schools from the late 70s on. So they have been a great support to us, and we're indebted to them for their continued support.
Okay, brilliant. Well, listen, again, this year, good luck with the awards, and Eamon, congratulations, and thanks to you both for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, John.
Thank you.